This is Everything Racing Podcast. My name is Rob Manifold, and the sole topic of discussion in this episode is, and I think you could probably guess, arguably the biggest news story in the history of Formula One and undoubtedly the biggest driver signing of all time. Lewis Hamilton is Ferrari bound. Yes, it's been officially confirmed that Lewis Hamilton is going to make a historic switch to Scuderia Ferrari for 2025. Oh my god, where do we start? Jesus Christ. Are we living in like a dream world right now? Am I going to wake up and we're going to be like, actually, nah, this was all a dream. This can't be reality, surely. This is insane. We went to bed last night. I mean, at least I did, feeling absolutely, completely down on Formula One. I was angry. I was really just wound up by the Andretti situation, which, yes, we will cover another day. But this, it's just still, I think about the words Lewis Hamilton signs for Ferrari and I think, nah, that's not happening. It's happening. It isn't just a case of, it's a pipe dream. I said it earlier, it's a pipe dream. You can do it on a video game. No, it's actually happened. This is real. After over a decade with Mercedes, he is going. He's leaving Mercedes. But he's not just leaving. He's off to Ferrari. This is literally like, are we living in some sort of like metaverse or spot, like multiverse or whatever? This doesn't feel real. I genuinely believe this is the biggest news story in the history of Formula One. I can't think off the top of my head of anything bigger than this. It's not just the case of a driver going from one team to the other. This is the most successful driver of all time going to the most successful team of all time out of absolutely nowhere after years of rumours and speculation and all. Yeah, maybe one day it'll happen. It's a reality. 2025 is the year we actually will see Lewis in red. It's just mind-bending. I literally can't get my head around this. This is absolutely crazy. But I'm going to try and give you some sort of cohesive podcast to listen to instead of just a early 30s bloke losing his mind. So we got the statements from Mercedes, Toto Wolff, Lewis, and from Ferrari. Going to read these out. So this is from the direct press release that Mercedes released just after 7 o'clock this evening here in the UK on the 1st of February. Here in the UK, this is the press release. The Mercedes AMG Petronas F1 team and Lewis Hamilton will part ways at the end of the 2024 season. Lewis has activated a release option in the contract announced last August, and this season will therefore be his last driving for the Silver Arrows. The news brings to an end to what is currently a 17-year-long relationship in F1 with Mercedes-Benz and an 11-year partnership with the Works team. That's your basic Mercedes statement, and then it goes into Toto Wolff's statement. So it's Toto Wolff, team principal and CEO, commented, "In terms of a team driver pairing, our relationship with Lewis has become the most successful the sport has seen, and that's something we can look back on with pride. Lewis will always be an important part of Mercedes' motorsport history. However, we knew our partnership would come to a natural end at some point, and that day has now come. We accept Lewis's decision to seek a fresh challenge, and our opportunities for the future are exciting to contemplate. But for now, we still have one season to go, and we are focused on going racing to deliver a strong 2024. So this is Lewis's statement. Lewis Hamilton added, "I have had an amazing 11 years with this team, and I'm so proud of what we've achieved together. Mercedes has been a part of my life since I was 13 years old. It's a place where I have grown up, so making the decision to leave was one of the hardest decisions I have ever had to make. But the time is right for me to take this step, and I'm excited to be taking on a new challenge. I will be forever grateful for the incredible support of my Mercedes family, especially Toto, for his friendship and leadership, and I want to finish on a high together. I am 100% committed to delivering the best performance I can this season and making my last year with the Silver Arrows one to remember. And then, in typical Ferrari fashion, they kept it very short and sweet. So this is their release. Unless they release something more, well, longer in the time I record this. So this is what they put so far. Scuderia Ferrari is pleased to announce that Lewis Hamilton will be joining the team in 2025 on a multi-year contract. I'm going to read that again. Scuderia Ferrari is pleased to announce that Lewis Hamilton will be joining the team in 2025 on a multi-year contract. What even is going on right now? So we went to bed last night, like I say, furious about the Andretti situation. At least I was. I was just like, fuck F1, this is bullshit. And then there was rumblings that there was something big coming. And then suddenly there was this talk that Hamilton to Ferrari was apparently back on the table. And I remember thinking, like, even just this morning, it feels like it was a week ago. It's been a long day. I just remember thinking that, nah, this isn't happening. This happens every year. And I put it in a friend's group chat and I said, the rumors are back. And everyone was like, nah, this isn't happening. And then suddenly you see people in places of authority and actual sort of, you know, what they say can be taken as formal, as news, were then tweeting about it. And I said, well, hang on a minute, they are acknowledging this. Now, normally, if it's rumors, these certain individuals don't acknowledge rumors. And suddenly, Autosport and motorsport.com, they popped up, motorsport.co.uk, they popped up saying that this was actually happening. This was on. Not yet confirmed, but it was happening. And suddenly Sky Sports and BBC, and it was like, oh my god, this is actually happening. Are you actually serious? I then do my rambly podcast, which is probably going to be this is just going to be rambly too. I did that on my lunch break at work, and I'm just thinking, this is insane. I can't believe this is happening. And then it was just been the longest afternoon ever, waiting for something. And then the news came actually 7 o'clock. Around 7 o'clock, there's going to be official confirmation that it was done. It was happening. Sky Sports have done a F1 show about it this evening, which was great. And you should go watch it. It's on YouTube, I think. It might still be there. Go for it. And now it's past 7 o'clock in the evening. And Lewis Hamilton has been announced as a Scuderia Ferrari driver. Oh, my God. So there's so much to unpack here. Firstly, I feel sorry for Sainz. Sainz, really, I do feel sorry for. At the end of the day, he's done a fantastic job at Ferrari. And his future now is uncertain in terms of where it's going to go. I don't doubt he'll end up getting something because Sainz is great and has done a great job. Obviously confirms that Leclerc will be Hamilton's teammate at Ferrari. It's going to take me at least a year to get used to even saying that as a sentence. Hamilton at Ferrari. And it's not just like made up bullshit. It's actually happening. So this is Carlos Sainz's statement. Following today's news, Scuderia Ferrari and myself will part ways at the end of 2024. We still have a long season ahead of us, and like always, I will give my absolute best for the team and for the Tifosi all around the world. News about my future will be announced in due course. Now, where does he go? Mercedes is an option. I could see him going to Red Bull. I do think that might be the most realistic option for him. I think he'll probably bring more to Red Bull at this point than Daniel Ricciardo would bring to Red Bull. Because I think Perez is, it's kind of almost like a done thing that Perez won't be there beyond this year. So that seat will be up for grabs. So I can see Red Bull saying, come on, Carlos, come back to Red Bull. Come and partner Max. Do it again. You know, it's 2015 all over again. Go become Max's teammate again. Obviously, you'll be number two, but, you know, he's fine. He's better than that than not being on the grid. So I can see that genuinely being Sainz's path, to be perfectly honest. But now who takes that Mercedes seat? I'm not even going to bother speculating right now. There's so many names that you could throw in there. But who cares? Enjoy this at the moment. Scuderia Ferrari have got Lewis Hamilton on his way in a year's time. Now, do I think this is a good move? Yes. And a little bit of no, but mostly yes. I do think Lewis has a knack of spotting future potential. Because remember, we go back to 2012 and Lewis signed for Mercedes. Now, bear in mind, Mercedes were rubbish in 2012 at the back end of it when he signed for them. And everyone was going, this is career suicide. You're at McLaren. He was fighting. He was technically, this day, still in a title fight. It was like, nah, this doesn't seem like a good move, man. What are you doing this for? This just seems really unusual. And he defended that move. And he was like, yeah, you know, this is, it is what it is. But it ended up being the greatest driver switch, you know, in terms of going to a new team of all time. Look what he's done. 6 world titles over 80 wins. And I reckon he's spotted something in Ferrari. In that, actually, you know what? It's going to be a challenge, but he could go there and be the difference maker and really take Ferrari to that next level. Because let's be frank, Lewis Hamilton, even at 39 years of age, is still top three, maybe even the second best driver on the grid. I think Max is probably still the best driver on the grid right now. But Lewis, pound for pound, is right in the mix. By the time he goes there, he'll be 40. Even by the time he goes there, he will still have a lot to give. And Alonso's proving age is just a number. He's still producing quality performances. And actually, you know what? He could well be going to Mercedes, which is just insane. But age is a number. He'll be 40. He still will have the pace. He's still clearly got the drive to go still. I personally thought this 2-year contract would be it. He'd retire. But seemingly, he's here for at least another 3 years, including this year at Mercedes. And then you've got to imagine, they're saying it's a multi-year contract. You've got to imagine that is at least two with an option of a third year. So he could be still racing into his mid-40s. Fair play. Like, you've got to admire it. Like, the guy clearly is still hugely hungry. Because I genuinely thought he would have retired. Like, by now. And if it wasn't now, it would have been the end of his next contract. I just literally can't really wrap my head around it. It is absolutely bananas, this, and incredibly exciting for Formula One. It's going to be all we're going to talk about for the entire year. Even if 2024 turns into a predictable, boring slog of a season that we have to trudge through, we know at the end of this, we get the biggest driver signing, new team, driver switch, whatever, to in the history of Formula One. We get Lewis in a Ferrari. We get to see him in red. We get to see what that becomes. I cannot predict Lewis will be a world champion straight out of the gate with Ferrari, because that still looks like it's a big challenge ahead of him to try and build him up to that point. But could you imagine Lewis went there and actually, like, won races straight away and then fought for a world title and then maybe even won it? This is literally, like, the most surreal announcement I've ever seen in my entire life as a Formula One fan. I've been watching since 1997. I've seen a lot of crazy driver announcements. It doesn't get crazier than this. This is peak. He's doing what his hero Ayrton Senna unfortunately never got the chance to do, and that is finish his career at Ferrari. Because it's kind of well known now that Senna did want to go there to finish things off. And because of Imola 94, he didn't get that chance. And whilst I am sure this is not an overly huge driving factor, you know, he gets to do what his hero couldn't. I'm so excited. I hope that comes across. I don't really know what more to say other than the fact that this is happening. This is amazing news. I think Lewis going to Ferrari will do great things for in a multitude of ways. I can see it. Basically, Ferrari are kind of stuck in their own sort of ways. So Lewis could go there, and it's even going to go one or two ways. He's either going to get really frustrated with the way Ferrari do things, or he's going to go there and show them, hey, do it this, or open their eyes to new sort of out of F1 initiatives. Like, you know, Mercedes have gotten involved in all of Lewis's sort of side things, you know, and things that Lewis believes in and causes, and maybe he'll kind of instill that in Ferrari. This is crazy. This is absolutely bananas. We're living in some sort of weird multiverse right now. And I'm excited, genuinely excited about this. This is enormous news. And I wanted to come up and talk about it because there isn't really much more to talk about other than here's the news, here's the statements, these are my thoughts and feelings. And I mean, buckle in, folks. This is going to be an amazing ride. And we have to wait an entire year. I mean, Lewis is going to go on sort of not a retirement tour, it's far from that, a farewell tour of Mercedes. An entire season, 24 races, where he's going to be, you know, able to just go out on the highest of heights that he can. Hopefully wins at least one more race for them. That would be really cool for him to win at least one more race. And then he goes off to this brand new challenge in, you know, the most surreal team and driver partnership maybe ever. It's crazy, 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 crazy. I really hope, though, because you know Mercedes are obviously going to want to play their cards close to their chest when it comes to their future in terms of 2025 and then, more importantly, in 2026. They're not going to get Lewis involved in this. I get that. I totally understand that. But they really shouldn't. What I'm worried about, in a way, is that Mercedes will do to Lewis what Ferrari did to Vettel. And I'm sure they won't, because Lewis, in terms of his impact at Mercedes, is just like, it's night and day compared to overall the impact that Vettel brought to Ferrari. Vettel didn't win a world championship with Ferrari. Lewis has won 6 world titles with them. And has basically helped build that team into being one of the all-time greatest teams in not just motorsport, but in sport. And as a package, all in, everybody involved, you know, they made it to the formidable force in the 2010s into the early 2020s. And they've lost their way, but you know that Lewis is going to be determined to leave on the highest of highs that he can. And I do believe him when he says he is 100% committed to delivering the best performance he can this season. So I believe him. Why would Lewis want to spend a year treading water? Go out there and do the best you can. But it's a whole year. We're going to have to wait an entire year. We're going to be talking about this for a whole year. It seems like crazy timing. He hasn't even turned a wheel in this year's car, and he's already invoked his release clause. And that is so weird. But I guess he figured, look, this is now the time. Signs his contract, hadn't been locked down, and this must have been a case in his mind going, look, this is genuinely the last chance I'm going to get to do this. So fair play to you for jumping at the chance. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But my God, at least you know you tried it. So yeah, I don't really know what to say, folks. I'm just rambling, but I really, really wanted to come up and do something and talk about this, the most monumental piece of Formula One news of all time. The most surreal driver signing in history. Lewis Hamilton's going to be a Ferrari driver next year. What is happening? The first British Formula One driver to race for Ferrari since Eddie Irvine in 1999. The first English Ferrari driver since Nigel Mansell in 1990. I just haven't got the words to describe how weird, how exciting, and how just massive this is. So, what do you think? Let me know on social media. This is the biggest story in Formula One for years, maybe even decades. It's the driver signing of the century. It's the driver signing of all time. The biggest, the most surreal of the lot. And I know some people will question, you know, whether it's a good move or whether it makes sense or whether it's sensible. And you think, at this point, it doesn't matter. If Lewis goes and he doesn't succeed and Leclerc wipes the floor with him, which I don't think would happen, then at least you can say, look, fair play to him. He was 40. He had a chance to go do something that he really wanted to do, and he did it. And my God, whilst it may not have been the most, you know, exciting or happy time for him, my God, this was exciting. I'll remember today. The day that Lewis announced he was going to Ferrari will be a day I think a lot of us will remember, because this has been memorable. Well, there we go. That's it. Thanks very much for listening, folks. If you have enjoyed this 20 plus minute rambling session, then please do let me know on social media. Search for Everything Racing Podcast on Facebook, X/Twitter and Instagram. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, all good podcast apps. My brain hurts. I'm just going to wrap this up. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Rob Manifold. I'll see you around the next corner. And did I mention that Lewis Hamilton's going to be a Ferrari driver? Fucking hell.